Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the LSO exclamation point treat show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO. LSO is an HBCU educated, graduated, further educated, master's summa cum laude graduated, travel agent, and certified daycare provider. And those are just some of the backbone of my hashtag, my LSO journey. I am not just an erotic author of 3 published books, Yearly Calendar, and more. I walk in inspirational and in empowerment, speaking, advising, writing, spoken word artists, and tutoring. LSO is comprised of many talents. It's comprised of many talents with the masters of all of them with no regrets. Let's not forget the host of the LSO Treat Show, Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and not be afraid to try it and like it. She introduces you to your freedom to enjoy. LSO has the key to unlock and tantalize into submission. Ignite your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth. The escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO, never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic. It's just ... Don't ask, don't tell. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions. Remember, a spanking may be necessary. LSO got the paddle and the whip in her collection. But y'all know who roll with me every Monday night. If you don't, I'm about to introduce you to Miss Kay Shepherd. We got her. Yeah, Miss Kay.
I'm here. You don't stop and you don't stop.
Hey. Come on, Kay, spit out some of your credentials because you know the people need to know about you too. Come on, spit them out.
Spit them out. Reiki master. Mental health practitioner. Certified mental health practitioner. Author, self-love coach, life purpose coach, domestic violence awareness specialist.
It's so many. We can go on and on and on, but y'all get the gist of it. So y'all talking to some educated, you know, women up in this piece here tonight. We got some credentials. Step back our craziness, but that's okay.
And spiritualist. I'm a spiritualist too.
We got some burns underneath our belt here, you know. A lot of, you know, some things last in jokes because, you know, we can't be serious all the time. You got to have some fun in the midst of it all. So, you know, tonight's show is a little bit of fun. You know, we're going to touch on some things that, you know, sometimes people want to know the answer to these questions, but scared to ask. But you know what? That's what we're here for. We're going to ask these taboo questions. and see, you know, what the others say, because some agree with us, some don't. Everyone have their reasoning, but you know what? It's okay. The topic is, it's just don't ask, don't tell. Now, sometimes with don't ask, don't tell, that can be somewhat of a hinder, or not so much of a hinder, but so much of, I don't know, a block. I can't find the right word, because some things you should tell, but it's just, I don't know what are the some things that you should be telling, you know. But in the same token, it's like, well, first thing someone to say, well, they didn't ask, so I didn't tell. But even though someone didn't ask, what should be known should be told, depending on the circumstances. Well, what do you think about that? The don't ask, don't tell, Ms. Kang.
That's for grown folks. Yeah, that's for super grown folks. It's for super grown folks that can be passionate. They're not about being emotionally connected.
Mm.
So if you can detach yourself and not be connected in that space, then don't tell. But that's dangerous, because it could be a lot. It could be anything.
Right. I think more so the don't ask, don't tell is for the young people. And as you get older, you begin to share more because you're experienced. And with that experience comes, you're not going to tolerate the BS. So, look, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you either like it, love it, or leave it. That is on you, but you can't say I didn't tell you, so you're not going into it blind. But here we go with some of the taboo questions. The very first one, out the bat, do you pee in the shower or you get out and use the toilet? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put, I always use the shower. Another young lady put a meme up with the little scary faces, like a young lady put, sometimes in the shower, and she shrugged her shoulders. And a gentleman put, are you asking if I pee in the shower that I use every day and then walk barefooted in piss? So, Ms. K, I'm asking you. Do you pee in the shower?
Yeah.
All right. Do you urinate in the shower?
Yes. Yes. And guys know urinating in the shower is really not a bad thing, because if you have athlete's feet, cure your athlete's feet, actually.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So peeing,
athletic.
Yeah, if you have athlete's feet, it's actually good for athlete's feet.
I never knew that. Well, I've never had athlete's feet either, so.
Right.
I guess there's really no need for me to know that.
Right. But as girls, it's harder for us, because being that we have to sit down to use the actual toilet, I'm not going to get out of the shower, be wet, and sit my wet behind on a cold toilet.
Dripping
I'm not water.
That. Mind you, dripping water.
That's right. Slipping and sliding all over the place.
Dripping water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel you, Ms. K, because I'm going to tell you, yes, I urinate in the shower. But when I urinate in the shower, I move towards the drain, so it can go down the drain immediately. Because I had an incident where I had to urinate, and I'm rushing out the shower. So now I'm rushing out the shower. The shower curtain and line are coming out too, so now the water from the shower coming out onto the floor, my feet wet, I'm sliding on the floor to get to the toilet, to sit on the toilet, to slide on the toilet, because my behind wet. Just to pee.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, it's a fluid, in another fluid, and a fluid going directly down the drain. And then, you know, right after I do that, I start my whole washing all over again. And because I have, like, four different, or a set of four, sometimes five of, you know, rags and towels that I use, I have a rag just for my boom boom and my toot toot. So, you know, I'm good. You know, I just, you know, go with my soap and, you know, do what I got to do and move on. That last incident, I tell you, when you sliding off a toilet seat, but thank God, you know, the way my toilet is set up is between a wall and my sink. But I also have my pipe there for my heat. And ain't nothing worse than a wet leg touching a hot pipe. So that's just my reasoning. You can like it, you can love it. But I don't care. That's just me. Others may do something different. That's you. I wish you well in your endeavors in how you urinate. Next question. This question is one of the ones that, you know, men and women argue about this all the time. Toilet seat up or toilet seat down, and why? In the group, a young lady put, "Don't leave the seat up in my house." And she was not playing. She put, "If I fall in, game on." Another young lady put, "Down." A gentleman put, "Down, because I don't want to hear a woman's mouth complaining about the 2 seconds it takes for her to put the seat down, knowing that she would rather spend a half hour arguing about what could have just taking 2 seconds out of her busy day." Ms. K, what do you say about that? I mean, I understand his point, but all of that is garbage. That's something you would expect from a man to say. What do you say about that, Ms. K?
No. Honestly, I agree with him. Like, I believe keeping the toilet seat down.
No. Okay. Now, see, I agree with him, too. It's just his explanation as to why. Now, go ahead. What you was going to say?
I keep it down because I don't want particles flying onto, like, surfaces. I think that's good.
Okay, that's good. Mm-hmm.
You have to worry. Yeah, I'm more concerned about particles flying onto surfaces, you know, fecal matter flying onto, like, toothbrushes. And, you know, even though I have toothbrush covers, I still don't want, like, I don't want to be putting, like, lotion on my face and, I don't want people out of motion on my body.
Well,
you know, because it's a nice shade of fecal matter and lotion mixed together. Like, that's
you know,
nasty.
You got the shit,
you know. Yeah, you're like, you rubbing lotion on your face and it
that's
got fecal matter
perfume
on it because that's so gross.
That's a perfume. That's funny. But I have other reasons why I say down, because I went to use my bathroom in the middle of the night. Now, everybody know their house. You know how to sleepwalk to the bathroom, to the kitchen, to the living room, wherever. So
right.
I sleepwalk, go to the bathroom because I got to urinate, and I go to sit on my toilet, but the seat is up. So my butt
goes
jammed
in the water. Ew.
Into the cold porcelain toilet bowl. And my ass is in the cold water. Now, you know, it's something about water late at night and early in the morning. It's like at its coldest. And my ass is stuck in there. So now I'm trying to get my ass out. So, I have a problem with that. So, my toilet seat must be down. Always. If it's not down, I have a serious issue with that. So, yeah. Toilet seat down. This right here is another one of those questions that people bicker about, men and women. the tissue paper under or over and explain your reasoning. Well, in a group, the lady put under, easier to roll off. Gentleman put over for sure. Another gentleman put, if I live alone, under, it's easier to pull. If I live with others, over, it's easier to see the rip off without touching any tissue, some nasty-ass left remnants of shit on. And Ms. K just put, under, I'm not fighting with toilet paper. Do you want to add anything else to that, Ms. K? Why would you say you fight with the toilet paper when it's under?
No, over. Like, I put it under. I like my toilet paper under. When it's over, I feel like I have to fight with the toilet paper.
Really? That's the first I ever heard of something like that.
Over is annoying. It's like you could pull it, and then depending on where it stops, you got to try to find it, like, on top. Like, is it on top or under? Where is it? When it's under, it's like you pull it, then it's under. You pull it, it's under. Like, I'm not fighting with over toilet paper.
You know what? Well, I'm gonna disagree with you because I like my toilet paper over, and the reason why I say over is one, over the tissue is closer to you. When it's under, it's further away from you. Two, when it's over, to me is accessible. You can see where it is when it's over. When it's under, you can keep rolling to try to get it to roll down, and it takes forever to roll down. When it's over, you can see where it is, so you can grab it to pull it down. And also, you can also get to make sure you tear in the preparations. Now, I hate my toilet tissue not ripped in the preparation. I know that may be very tedious, but I know there's others out there that agree with me with that. like, your toilet tissue, I don't like it ripped midway. You know, I like it to be ripped in a perforation, so, you know, each time it's at a good space for you to be able to grab it, use it, and go. I know. Everybody has their own little pet peeves with things, and, you know, that's what makes it interesting, but little things like this in a relationship can actually cause, like, a big blow-up in a relationship from, like, these little simple questions right here. So, ladies and gentlemen, when you get in a relationship or if you're in a relationship, discuss those things right there at hand, because that can help save your relationship. You don't have to, you know, dwell in too much bickering or whatever. Now, we're going to get into some more good stuff here. An infamous curse word that gets you riled up. A young lady put bitch, all capital letters, exclamation point. She said the quickest way to get punched in the mouth, as soon as you say it, game on. Because when I say your mama, and she put dot. So, Ms. K,
wow.
What is an infamous curse word that gets you riled up?
Ooh. Huh. That's a hard one because, I mean, at this point, I've been called so many different curse words. It's like, eh.
It's like when you hear, you're like, what? What you say? I dare you. Say it again.
You know.
Say it again. You know.
No, but actually, they make me laugh. They make me laugh. You know why? Because if someone has to stoop to the level of calling me a name, then they're so overly emotional at that point. To me, it's funny. We grew up in the era, but I'm just saying, we grew up in the era. we grew up in an era, if you called women bees, it was on. You know, you called a woman a bee, you ready to fight. But since so many things have changed, and I'm not talking about this, you could still call somebody a bee and mean it in the context that you're meaning it in. But for me, the only way that word has power is if I give it power. So it's, I think the only word that probably would kind of have me kind of hot if somebody called me it would be nigga. But even that, right, if it came from, like, some outside people and they called me that, even calling me that, I've learned that that's our word. And when I say it's our word, it was our word way before they even had a language. It was our word from Kenya, which meant royalty or king. So even that, I'm not going to give you power over that word because it's ours.
Mm-hmm. Now, I mean,
so that would be the only, that's the only word that would get me kind of like, what? But it still wouldn't get me to the point where I would want to punch you out and fight you for it.
Nah. Mm-mm. Well, I think, one, it depends on how I receive what it is you're saying. And two, it depends on the tone that you use when you say it, how I will initially respond. Because something I'm learning now as I've gotten older, some things I'll just laugh off. But I also know in my laughing something off, that's the dangerous zone right there. If I say something back to you, you're in a safe zone right there. When I laugh it off or I don't say anything, then that's that danger zone. And a few of the words is the B word, the N word, and being called a cunt. I don't know. I think cunt is just like so derogatory. And I'm good to use that word if somebody pissed me off, as my sister would say, you done pissed me off now, and point her finger. I would say that to someone when they took me to that level. I'll call them a effing cunt. And I say it with such attitude and venom that I know it struck you and it hit and mission accomplished because that's what I meant to do. So, yeah, but those words. And before, like, if somebody was to call me the B word, I'd be like, well, call me Miss B. And then I'm like, nah, don't call me B at all. I have a name. My mother didn't name me. My sister and my cousin named me, but so what? I have a name. And if you don't call, don't know it, don't say anything to me, but don't call me outside of my name. And even today, it's not a curse word, but if you say your mother, that's like an automatically taking me into a different space. Like what? That's like almost a guaranteed punch dead straight in the mouth. Swallowing the four teeth. That right there. And then now that my mom is no longer here, that's like the biggest curse clouded word ever you can say to me. And then how you say it, the tone that you come at me in when you say it, oh, we have a problem. We have a serious problem. So, yeah, but a word that I love to use when you piss me off would be the cunt word. I'll call you, and I say it just so nasty, so you know you're dirty, just dirty, dirty. But, hey, you know, we all live in this world together, and things happen, and, you know, a lot of things you will say that you don't do, will not do, or will never do, or whatever, until you're put in that situation, and the same thing you said you would never do automatically surfaces, and it happens so fast, you didn't even realize you did it. So, this question right here I'm about to ask, nobody answered in the group. So, Ms. K, it's going to be you and I. What are your hidden talents, or what is a hidden talent that you have?
A hidden talent.
I know how to crochet.
Do you? Me too.
Yeah.
There's something else that I know that's a hidden talent and you really don't expose it. So you better tell it or I'm going to tell on you.
What?
That you can sing. Did I stop you in your tracks? Did I stop you in your tracks, Miss Kay?
Yeah, you kind of got me on that one. Yes, I can sing a little song.
I mean, Miss Kay don't sing like me, y'all. But you know.
Oh Lord, no! If I sing like you, I would not.
I didn't ask you to give all of that. Didn't ask you to give all of that. I'm just saying. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got to play some music, so I'm going to try to be on point with, you know, getting our music intake in. But we're going to leave y'all with this question. So, you know, when we come back, we want you to answer this. What legacy are you leaving behind? Something to think about. Don't go nowhere. We will be right.
What's up, ladies? We would like to escort you this evening onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flow-netic stream, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mrs. South St. Pauli in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons with they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrist, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough of this argument. My best canarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me all shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows it, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes, because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Glow in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint.
open. Let me blindfold ya. About to take over. I'm ready to show ya. Something that you said we need to take notes for. He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on was his weakness. He's on the floor. Begging, begging me like Rover. Giving what he needs. Put him in a coma. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. Put me in a magazine just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated. Took him back to preschool so he can finger paint it. Trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him how fist painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor, begging, begging me like Rover. Dripping wet, see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color in his skin. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. Yo, you say I'm so next level, it's ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clown. Should've joined the circus. You're cutting like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been the surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color.
When I put together my first rhyme, assault with a deadly weapon was my first crime. Homie, I'm talking about a pen, not a tech nine. Oh, loaded, I need some bubble telling. Keep these haters off me, I go to Taj Melon. The act is too bossy, I'm a big deal. Wake up and smell a coffee. I hope God forgive Rob for all the sinning. I don't listen, deep swimming is fine women. Smoke piffing, no tight, dust twisting. I'm like top pie, I'm stronger with me spinach. Well, blow one down. Everybody clap your hands if you feel my sound. All the girls without a man, we can peel on now. You want a rag, let me feel your mouth. Full of Beckys and they all say I rock. Totally. Cowards think they holy when they holding heat. Antichrist bullet shattering your rosary. Them haters was supposed to be the older G's. Now we taking over, we who they supposed to be. We them future stars, next big thing. Hate them has-beens, hanging on a string. And I ain't talking about loose ends. I just wanna live, let me get my 2 cents. I'm a wildebeest, with a will to eat. I'd rather be laid up with a million freaks. Get in my back rub, in the jacuzzi, I'm too big for the bathtub. Lil mama, all I wanna do is have fun.
wear sunglasses at nighttime. I said, well, baby, because I'm a motherfucking rock star. Does that answer your question?
Welcome back. That's one of my hidden talents, not being able to sing. When we left you off with what legacy are you leaving behind? Well, in the group, we had a young lady put real estate for boy and girl, and a gentleman put knowledge, wisdom, understanding, and the insurance policy will change lives as well. So, Ms. King, what legacy are you leaving behind?
Self-reliance, independence, and, assets. But I'm more concerned about them just having good character traits. You know, because I don't ascribe to the ideology of good or bad, but I do believe that we all should be taught good character traits, you know, because
mm-hmm.
we all fall short from time to time. However, you know, there's always a playbook. Hopefully they have learned from the playbook that I've put forth to have good character traits. You know, I don't think anybody, it's an unrealistic expectation to think that you're going to be a good person all the time. There are going to be times when you might fall within that bell curve of things that might be questionable to other people, right? But as long as you always have a way to bounce back, you know, because life throws things at you and the way you respond might not be the best, but if you could pull yourself back from that, you know, that just shows that you do have good character traits.
Well, you know, that's a part of living where life throws many things at you. And mm-hmm. even from the experience of others, and, you know, they set the example, when it comes your way, you may still go about a different way because mm-hmm. the way life has thrown something at you, and now that you're in the same situation, you still is going to handle it differently because you're in the same circumstance, the same situation, but a different circumstance for you, and you may handle it differently. So, yeah, I can understand. Since I don't have any kids, I would tell to, you know, my family, my younger ones coming up, I would leave behind me as an author, so my books will always remain in the world, even without me. And entrepreneurship, that you don't have to work for anyone. You can be the boss and make the decisions. And now you can be a boss from any age, starting young. You don't have to wait to be an adult, or wait to be older, or wait to be a teen. You can start now. Setting up a lemonade stand is an entrepreneur. If you was to purchase candy or popcorn and resell it, that's being an entrepreneur. So leaving behind that you don't have to work for anyone. And mm-hmm. you can be your own boss. You set the rules. And you can hire people. And now you get to make the decision of who you want to hire and who you want to represent your company.
Mm-hmm.
So, and give mm-hmm. people a chance, because some people are not given the opportunity because of a plethora of reasons. The color of your skin, the way you wear your hair, your height, your religion, all these different reasons. Other people find a reason why not to hire you, whereas your credentials speak for itself, your education speaks for itself, your experience speaks for itself, and they'll still deny you based on craziness. you can stop that stigma with your company, with hiring, because based on the facts of their credentials that's being presented before you. And everything else is irrelevant as long as it's not doing any harm to you or your company. So, I mean, there's various ways to look at it and how it may apply, but I would leave that piece behind. Okay. What's an important lesson you've learned on your own? A young lady put, how to raise myself and be adopted teen parent at 18 years old. Another young lady, even if you know someone and are close as siblings for most of your life, you still don't know them or what they're capable of until they show you what you couldn't see about them or didn't want to see. Another young lady, sometimes you need to leave people where they are. Some people are not able to be helped. Hashtag backseas. A gentleman put, have your own back and stand on your own too. Other people will disappoint you damn near every time. And Ms. K put, even though I'm going to ask her again, being okay with removing people from your heart and mind, damn, freeing myself, trusting what I need and want for myself. Damn, Ms. K, you got to come all hard out like that. You come out the bat swinging like bam, 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 hitting everything in the way. Is there anything else?
I don't think I need to say anything.
Yeah, I mean, you done swung the bat, hit upside the head, trip people. I mean, dang.
I don't think I need to say no more.
Okay. Well, LSO. Wait a minute. Okay, what's an important lesson you've learned on your own? I would say sometimes you have to walk alone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I always tend to say, you know, this is my LSO journey, my LSO journey. And I have to keep saying that to myself because it is my journey. And everyone is not meant to ride with me on my journey. Some people are never to touch paths with me on my journey, whereas there's some who are meant to walk with me to a certain distance, and then they have to branch off and do their thing or, you know, be removed and go on about their business. And that was something I had to learn on my own because, you know, I thought everyone is here and is going to ride, you know. Some people ride as far as they feel like pedaling, and then they stop pedaling and leave you to pedal, and you pulling all the weight, and they're just sitting there chilling, doing everything else. Meanwhile, they're advancing and doing what it is they need to do, and whereas you thought they were riding with you, they actually stalled you.
Mm.
So, that's a lesson that I had to learn on my own because I had to experience that to begin, I don't want to say categorizing people, but begin to understand that when I say this is my LSO journey, I need to feel that, understand that, embrace that because it's mine. The same way everyone else has their journey. And I'm not knocking anyone for doing anything of whatever, but know that this is mine, and I understand. Mm. I understand. Okay, what is your biggest regret? We have a lot here. Let me take my phone. View previous. Okay, a gentleman put getting married at 22. Another gentleman put giving my energy to the wrong people. A gentleman put, I regret not having more time with my mom. I regret not saving as much or have the knowledge of budgeting like I do now. Though they were all learning lessons, I regret some relationships I've been in. A young lady put, I don't have any. Another young lady put, not listening to my elders more when I was younger. Legitimate put marrying and having a baby with Tracy. Worst decision of my life. Regrets. Damn, call the name out. Another young lady put having children before I had a life for myself. Now my kids are grown and I am trying to figure out who I am because my entire existence have been being a mother and a lot of unnecessary heartache came along with what I thought was best for them, but it wasn't necessarily what was best for me. Well, that's serious. Now, I don't have any kids, but I've told people before who do have kids, you still have to live. Yes, your kids need X, Y, and Z, but if you give your kids the basic of living, you've done your job as a parent. Anything beyond that is in excess of not saying you shouldn't give your kids the finer things or you shouldn't give your kids things that you never had. But some people get wrapped up so much in their kids that they forget to live. And like this young lady, she's so caught up. So now I'm just hypothetically speaking because I don't know. I'm just reading it from as I'm interpreting it from what I read. Now she said her kids are grown, and now she's trying to figure out what to do. So let's just say if you was all about your kids for 21 years, and let's just say she has three kids, hypothetically speaking, I don't know. Let's just say she has three kids. Now, each of those three kids got to go to 21 years old. So let's just say they're almost stair-step kids. So she let 30 to 35 years of her life be about her kids. So let's just say she started when she was 15. Let's give her 15. She let 35 years go of her life. Now she's 50. Now she has to learn how to live. That's unfair to a parent, be it male or female. You know, so parents, my suggestion, even with your kids, take some time for yourself, live for yourself, enjoy yourself, and don't have regrets with doing something and it's not about your kids and it's not with your kids because you deserve it. Because when you become an empty nester, you're going to be sitting there twiddling your thumbs like, to do, what to do, how to do. No, live during the course
but that's,
of.
That's easier said than done. It's easier said than done.
It
depends on
it
the
is
type of support
and
you have.
That's why I said.
You have to have support.
I don't have any kids.
Right. And
but
being that
have
I have
lived,
two.
Am
I
correct? You have lived even still. You wasn't on a standstill, so to say, because you had kids. You may have been on a standstill periods of time, but you still was able to get out, venture out, and do some Miss K stuff and enjoy Miss K. Am I correct?
Yes. Yes, a lot of it is still a lot of things that I needed to do for myself still took the back seat because I didn't have the support that I needed. So it does depend on support, you know. It depends on the type of support you have. That plays a big part.
Surround yourself with good people, ladies and gentlemen. another gentleman put, not following my dreams. And you know what? Even when you get caught up in not following your dreams when you thought you should have done it, you're never too old to follow your dreams, whatever it is. You can do it at any age. There was someone not too long ago in their 80s or 90s who graduated from college because they wanted to finish getting their education, so you're never too old. And Ms. K just put, not putting myself first in a lot of situations. You know, that right there, again, is subjective, and it's easier said than done because it depends on the situation that you may be in that will cause for you not putting yourself first. But when you can self first, because if you put yourself first, then you're in a position where you can help others or do things for others. That's the same way, Ms. K, we had talked about it before when you had said, when we talked about the glass half empty or half full, and you was like, if your cup is empty, you can't pour into no one else's cup. The same mm-hmm. as if your battery is low, how can you charge somebody else's battery from your battery if your battery is already low? What you're doing now is exchanging the energy, giving someone else all of what you don't have initially, and now you have nothing, and they have what little bit you have. So now what are you supposed to do? So, you know, that's the same thing. I would say my biggest regret is probably not having kids. Because I've always said I wanted a football team and a cheerleading squad. Don't ask me why I always said that. But I guess because I come from a big family. Like, my mom was one of 24, and she was the baby. And my dad was one of, I can't remember, but it was in the teens. So my aunts and uncles, they all had teens of kids. My mom was the only one who had five, and she was like, that's it, no more. But everybody else had teens and kids. Because it's like, if something was to happen to me, who gets my stuff? And it's like, a lot of it is materialistic stuff, but then what about my insurance policies? So I have to give that to someone who I feel needs to get it. You know, when you're doing that and filling out beneficiaries, you really need to take into account what people are going to do and how they're going to live. And because you don't want to give someone something and then they just run through it and use it frivolously. Now, what I'm leaving behind, you can do whatever you want with it because I won't know one way or another. But I'm also leaving it behind, you know, to help make things better for someone else. You know, it may just come in handy where they can do whatever. You know, give them a little bit more freedom, a little bit more leeway. I mean, it's sad that, you know, they have to get it at a time that, you know, I'm no longer here, but they can still live and enjoy it and just, you know, keep me in a memory, like, oh, well, LSO would have did this, or LSO would have did that, or, you know, I can be a blessing even when I'm not here. So that's the way I look at it. Be a blessing even when I'm not here. Okay. What life-changing event have you experienced? Okay, this is kind of a good one here. A gentleman put too many to list, but he goes into one. I've been cheated on by my ex-wife with someone I called a friend. Two, I've had guns pulled on me by police as well as civilians as young as 10 years old. Four, I've been robbed of fame and success because of the color of my skin. I won the New York State 500-meter freestyle swimming race by a whole two laps. That was never done before and never repeated. The person who won the 84 Olympics did not beat my time. Wow. Hey, Ms. K, would you like to read what you wrote, Ms. K, or do you want me to read it?
You can read it.
You think you slick, Ms. K. Okay, Ms. K said, I've had two amazing sons. I've been in abusive relationships. I've been cheated on multiple times. I wrote two books. My spiritual growth has been beyond amazing. I learned dysfunction is part of the simulation because of its low vibrations. Love can't be cloned. Is there anything else you would like to add on to that, Ms. K?
Does it make sense?
It does make sense. It does make sense. But if you want to elaborate for those who may not understand, you can go for it.
Right. Well, I could give a little feedback because a lot of, you know, when people start hearing simulations and all that stuff, they start thinking that you're walking around with a tinfoil hat. could be a totally cuckoo for Cocoa Puff. You know, you got newspaper all over your walls. No, that's not what I mean. You know, when you and you know, I'm not making fun of, you know, because this is very serious. There are people that have mental illness that will connect things that don't connect, but they'll make it connect, mm-hmm. and they connect in their mind. So that's not what I'm saying. When I say simulation, I'm just talking about, you know, dysfunction that's used as distraction to keep you from being your best and higher self so that you can serve the purpose that you're here for. So when I talk about people, when I say simulation, it basically is a replacement for dysfunction, basically, if that makes mm-hmm. sense. So it's a substitute. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a substitute for dysfunction and people working in their lower vibration, which actually working in your lower vibration is going to keep you from authentic love. Authentic love cannot be copied or cloned. However, if you mask love in dysfunction, people will be convinced that it's love. Feel me?
And it's not.
And love will get a bad rap. And that's why love always gets a bad rap, because it's always cloaked, which is dysfunction, which is low vibrational. Love is the highest vibration out there. You know, you can't get anything higher. So when people try to clone it, it always has to be cloned. It can't be cloned with itself, because then that's love. So when they try to, when they clone it, it's something, is always going to be a dysfunction. So when a person talks about, I love you so much, but they cheat on you, you know that's not love. That's a dysfunction.
Mm-mm. Big time.
It's a simulation of what love is. It's a simulation of what love is. It's a clone of love, but it's not love. It's right. So I'm just, I try to put it in I know people may not get it the way I put it, but that's exactly what I mean. It's what, everything that's under love can be cloned because it's of a lower vibration. So people growing into this new level of consciousness basically have to be careful of these things that are out there that are dysfunction. But also the biggest thing with these things that are dysfunction is that they waste time. They waste a lot of your time. And time is the most valuable thing that we have on this planet, because any day we can be gone.
Yeah, any day, any second. Here
right.
at yeah. o'clock and gone at
that's right.
o'clock one. O'clock
that's
one.
Right. That's right. Right.
Yeah, so
we've got to
take every day and enjoy it.
Right. And once we start seeing people and we start seeing these situations as simulations, it helps us to disconnect from the personal side of it. Like, once I was able to start saying, like, oh, wow, my old toxic relationships were simulations, it's like, it makes it feel less personal. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It makes it feel like it's a less personal attack. But a lot of people feel heartbroken and like, oh, my God, I'm so hurt that this person did this to me. But if you look at it from the perspective of they're just a person that fits into assimilation to keep you distracted from your greater purpose, then you look at it like, oh, shit. This is dysfunction. This is just a person who was put there to just waste my time.
Distract me. Everything
distract
has a
me.
Purpose, and everyone has a purpose at a particular time, and it's up to you to decipher that person's purpose in your life, in your activities, in your daily being. Sometimes you learn immediately what their purpose is
right.
in your life. Other times it takes you to get knocked on your ass a couple of times because you didn't learn it the first time. So I'm still in this learning process of when things happen to
mm-hmm.
what's the lesson I'm supposed to learn in it. So, but of
right.
course, oh, wait a minute, I didn't answer the question, and then we have to go into commercial break. What life event-changing event have you experienced? I would say the passing of my parents and my siblings. Because, you know,
yeah, that's truth.
You know death is inevitable and it's going to happen because as sure as we live in, each and every one of us have to die. It's just that because you don't know when, it's what? Like, damn, when it happens, it's like, but wait. You had so much more that you wanted to do or you wanted to say, but the good thing in it all is going to make me cry. I have no regrets with it because I did things with my siblings. I did things with and for my parents. So I have no regrets in the life that I did enjoy with them.
Right.
So that knowing that sustains me a lot because I had some memories that my niece and I, we talk about them, like at least every day we talk about my parents and my siblings or whatever, and we'll laugh at something, and we have memories that will last us until our turn to go, that will keep us laughing and keep us smiling. And it was like, wow, you know, I would have loved to share my family experiences with some of my friends, because I have a friend, she said, she spoke to my mom on the phone before, and my mom prayed for her before, but she never physically met my mom. And she said, I would have loved to have met your mom. And she just came out of nowhere. She was like, yeah, I would have went and got in the bed with her too. And I said, yep, my father would have got right out the bed and you could have got right on in the bed. And that's what my dad do. If one of us come in the room and he see we get ready to get in the bed, he just get up, go out, and go in the other room. Because he already know. But first he got to stop by the kitchen to get something to eat first because, you know, my dad was greedy, always ready to eat. And then he'll go in the other room, lay up in the bed, cross his legs, and watch TV and chilling. Because he already know we putting him out the room. So, you know, there it goes. But when we come back, we're going to ask the next question. Are you embarrassed with anything about yourself? So don't go anywhere, everyone. We will be right back.
We so much more than never thought I'd ever see. She thought I'd always have this dream. She hopes to find someone who will love me just for me. See, I've been all around the world in search of that one perfect one. Well, I'm glad that I stumbled across. I tried it all a couple times, but they didn't work out. Thought I had real love, but then they walked away. Oh yeah. So in my mind I've got some doubts, but I'm telling you I'm ready to settle down. Ready to crown my queen.
This one out, sir. As dear Miss Sexy. No, better yet. I'm gonna write this one out like dear Miss Beautiful. Cause I just wanna be your ballpoint pen in this one, baby. And I want you to be my paper. No. Better yet, I want you to be my scroll. And I write you beautiful, but sexy, but yet grown man-ish love letter. But not on pen pal status, baby. So listen to my words, honey. Just listen to my words. Okay. I want to be too damn good to you, and make your mama say he's too damn good to you. I want to fly you to the moon, stay in a one-way suite and get you home by noon. I'll even open the space shuttle door for you and strap you in and tell you how much I'm adoring you. And if I say I'll pick you up at 8, don't you worry about a thing, cause I'll never be late. Late night, creeping with any other girl, cause out of 6 billion, baby, you're my one and only world. And girl, I got the finance to afford your finance, but we can throw it out and just enjoy the romance. With no milk, baby girl, I want to spoil you. Then that night, lay you down, wrap and spoil you in my arms, cause baby, it is all for you. Sincerely, Mr. Too Damn Good to You. Baby, you my all and my everything. Filled up my life like decorations are Vera Wang. So I hope that you're listening, the best you ever have, baby. That's what my mission is. So I'm positioning to white out your X-Men. Not a ninth grader, but sure, I'll be your freshman. Cause you're my first thought, hear what I dreamt last. 2 lines in the row, the one that I can't pass. So why would I, even without a good eye, I can still see you be the one I do goodbye. So it's never goodbye, baby, I just see you later. When I hug your curls like the tires of an Indy racer. So how could I ever go wrong with a steroid love? How we going so strong? So when they say that I'm just too damn good to you, I just tell them, nah, you're just too damn good to lose.
Said I ain't never made a wish, I made a plan. In and out of traffic, tryna stay up by the jam. I ain't tryna see the law, I already got the bars. Know some niggas want the bars, but they shaking in the can. Damn, I just wanna make it to the land. Moving, but I'm pacing, I'm improving on my patience. I'm just saying, look, I'ma be a $1 million man. Heard that they be running with some sheep to get a lamb. Goddamn, look, go up in the spot, say he hot. I'ma let him rock, building on the stock. Raise the stock, we gon' let it pop. I just got the drop, fire with a perfect shot. I work a lot, even when I'm not, I be on the clock. Money, 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 get a dollar, you can holla. I be all up in the guala, steady switching up my collar. Look, I be on the socials, but I never did the follow. I be feeling supernatural, so I'm living through my father. This the faculty, got up in the building with the master key. Open up these doors, give a fuck if niggas shacking me. I was in the classes, everybody was an absentee. I was seeing casualties, they was in the canopy. People always saying that they got me, it's a fantasy. Show me that you got me through your actions and we family. I've been feeling agony, think I know the recipe. Funny when your own fucking brother showing jealousy. Lying on my name and it's women that been telling me. Dreaming for the better while sleeping with the enemy. And we spoke about it, so this really double jeopardy. I grew up trying to follow you, now you gotta follow me. It is what it's gotta be, silence over honesty. Whack shit, Maybe in the future it'd be comedy. I was trying to get it, my nigga, and then we split it. Say it, but don't show it. Don't tell me that you've been proud of me. Even people post, I've been feeling they all doubting me. Either that, or niggas just got it out for me. Tell me that I'm paranoid, I tell you not enough. Got me watching on the cars, about to call on every bluff. Confidence is on a billion, you can see it in the strut. Just not confident with others, I ain't confident with trust, nah. Hot pops turn moms into my pops back. The block hot, but we all gave it a shot back.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, lovely people. When we left off, we left you off with the question, are you embarrassed with anything about yourself? Well, we have a lot of things in group here. A young lady put yep, and I asked Kia to share, and she put that thing, Kia to share, and I don't know what happened. I guess she deleted it. I had said to her that same embarrassment someone may love about you. She did not put it in there. Another young lady put nope. Another young lady put yep, and I'm working on it. And I asked if she cared to share, and she said her dental situation that embarrasses her. Another young lady put my feet. I hate my big feet. A gentleman put absolutely. And I asked, did he care to share? And he put, I feel like I could lose a little more weight. And, you know, I think that's all of us. Well, not all of us. A lot of us is in that same situation where you would like to lose weight. And I'm working on something. I'm trying to reach out to two people. There's two people I know in the group that are coaches. So I'm going to see if we can get something done via Zoom at a low price that everyone can afford, maybe twice a week, 2 to 3 times a week. That way everyone can participate. And everyone who have an issue with wanting to lose weight, you know what? I'm bringing this to your attention, and here we go. How about you know, we all can work on it together. Another young lady put my temper at times, but if people hand calls for it, so be it. Pray for me. A gentleman put, over the past couple of years, I've been very gassy. A young lady put, a few things and I'm working on them. A gentleman put, sure, but don't expect me to tell you, I'm embarrassed. And Ms. K just put, yes, but I'm learning to be better myself. Anything else you care to share with that, Ms. K?
Yeah, just learning to be better, because a lot of times we're very hard on ourselves and we can be very critical. And just learning to just be more accepting of myself in totality and the things that I can change, just work on the things that I can change. And if I'm having challenges with those things that I can't change, then just accept it at that point in time. That means there's other things I need to put in place first, and then those other things change.
So are you embarrassed about anything about yourself? I'm going to say no, but I would say I'm concerned. And one of the things that I'm concerned about is my weight. And it's my weight for health reasons, because I've always was a skinny person. I didn't start gaining weight until I got into college, and that was because I was put on birth control for my menstrual cycle, and from there my weight just went out of control. But I know I can lose the weight because I have been losing weight, but it's just staying on the regimen. And it wasn't much of a lifestyle change that I did. All I did was change the way I eat, and I did portion control. I ate 5 to 6 times a day. When I said I ate 5 to 6 times a day, that includes snacks. So I may have had like 2 to 3 meals. The other times I ate was a snack, and my snack was portion controlled up to the calorie and counting calories and all that good stuff. So I know that I can do it, It's just that staying focused to continue to do it over a period of time. But I'm not embarrassed about it, but it is something that I need to continue to work on for me, being a better me. Do you think people fall in love because the right person has arrived or because the time is right? And then what about you? Do you fall in love because the right person has arrived or because the time is right? Well, we had a gentleman put, it is a little bit of both because, yes, it's about timing. You can be in different headspace in different times of your life. And as you get older, it is said you are getting more mature and therefore see what she really has to offer, so to speak, you know, your foot, and not just her outer appearance. The right woman could have been there all along, but you didn't see it, for you wasn't ready and not about settling down at the time. You wanted to explore more life, live life. A young lady put, that word love and relationship doesn't work for me anymore. Shit is really different. And I asked why, and she said, laugh my ass off, I think because of COVID. Okay, how long you know somebody, there's no love in the unity. Okay. A gentleman put the sex is good. A young lady put both. A gentleman put both. If the right person appears and they themselves are not where they feel they should be in life, then they are not ready or maybe not even willing to accept what the other brings to the table because of an inferiority. I can't even say that word, complex. The timing as well as the person has to be right. And Ms. K just put, I think real love comes when people love themselves in totality. Until then, we flow in the river of dysfunction. It keeps us distracted from being in love with others and attracting love. Is there anything else you would like to share with that, Ms. K?
No, I think I said it all. I'm going to sit here with my tin hat on my head. My
floor
hat.
Okay. I think it's a little bit of both because sometimes things happen at the appointed time it's supposed to happen. So sometimes you may not be in the right space, the right headspace to love and allow yourself to be loved. And sometimes you may be in a right space where it happened, it arrived at just the right time when you needed it. And then, you know, but the key thing is the right person will happen at the right time. It goes hand in hand. So that's why I would say both you will fall in love and... Because the right person at the right time is going to come as a package, and boom, there you go. You'll have it. Okay, what is your favorite holiday and why? Okay, young lady put Thanksgiving. It's really big. It's a really big day for me, of course. It's about family coming together, having a good time. A young lady put Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday, and my birthday, LOL, foodie, hashtag foodie. Young lady put, honestly, the traditional holidays no longer hold the same meaning for me because of all the people that are no longer here. My favorite day to celebrate is my mother's birthday because I realize every day how blessed I am to still have her. Gentleman put, Memorial Day. Another gentleman put, as I got older, the holidays hold less weight. It's more so that I've made it through another year, and that's that. My birthday, I guess, but it's one person, personal holiday, so to speak. When I was younger, it was always Christmas, LOL, but I just value life and those around me each day. Each day like that is my holiday I favor now. Young lady put Easter, it's the day my Most High was risen and I get to celebrate it. Another young lady put, birthdays are my favorite. I go hard celebrating the ones that mean the world to me. I will travel, throw parties, plan just so we can celebrate. Another young lady put my birthday. Gentlemen put all of them, sis. I be off work, real talk, love, peace. Gentlemen put Christmas. It's the time where you see the most smiles. Everyone is happy. And Miss K put my birthday. For me, I'm going to say, again, my birthday, because as y'all know, I celebrate until I don't feel like celebrating anymore. Then I'm going to pick up and start celebrating again. So my birthday is a national holiday that everyone should celebrate. And then my next favorite holiday is every day, because I'm living every day in a holiday mode. And when I say holiday mode, well, I'm working on it. It hasn't totally been the greatest, but I'm working on it. Where you're just happy and you're smiling and everything is going the way you want it to go or you need it to go. So every day is a holiday, but my favorite is going to be my birthday. It's a national holiday. Let's bring out the bands, bring out the whistles, and let's get it in. Okay, what's one thing that can instantly make your day better? A young lady put granny mom girl, my granddaughter, another young lady, my mother, young lady, my babies, a gentleman having more time with my mom, a gentleman massage, young lady bacon, a gentleman my daughters, young lady my babies, another young lady my grandbabies. So, Ms. K, what's one thing that can instantly make your day better?
One thing that can instantly make my day better?
Mm-hmm.
Something that's humorous, something that's funny, something that can make me laugh. That instantly, yeah, like, changes the mood. Like, something that can make me laugh, or seeing babies do, like, funny things or cute things. Babies.
That is such a cute
doing
thing right there. Because they're so
honest. That is. It's a cute
honest
thing.
They're so, yes, honest, and they're so blatantly honest that it's like,
right,
dang, you know. And but they don't even know they're doing it. That's the thing.
Right.
They don't even know they're doing it, honest with doing it, that it's like, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So,
what's one thing for me? Go ahead. Is there anything else you want to,
mm-hmm,
say?
Oh, no. Go ahead. It's okay.
Okay. I'm trying to think. What's one thing for me that can instantly make my day better? Making me laugh, especially,
mm-hmm,
when I didn't want to laugh because I'm upset or mad. And making me laugh or something really funny to just, like, shift my whole entire mood, you know, to put me in a better space of,
mm-hmm,
of enjoyment and taking me out of a funk. Or, you know, me singing, because I cannot sing. I can't even hold a key if you put it in the bag of bust. But you can't tell me I can't sing now. You cannot tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Like that commercial with Shaq when he's singing, mm-hmm, in the shower and he sounds just like the artist. But then once he come out the shower, he starts singing. That's me. That's me. I don't even want to say, yeah, that's you. Just leave it alone. But I'm going to say that's me. So don't do that. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that. You know I'm sensitive. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What song always gets you on the dance floor? Well, we had a young lady, Fat Man Scoop, and then I was like, Brooklyn Bound. A young lady put Lucille Pearl, I Want to Dance, Gentleman Hypnotized, a young lady,
mm-hmm,
We All the World, and I'm going to beat her in her jaw. A young lady put Pop Smoke, What You Know About Love, Gentleman Before I Let Go, Frankie Beverly Version. Young lady, I'm Still Standing by Monica. Another young lady, Break for Love.
Ooh.
Miss, hey, what song always gets you on the dance floor?
Ooh, that's hard.
Oh, my God. I have, like, quite a few.
That's hard because, okay, because in my mind, it's like, okay, I can get on the dance floor, but it's like, what's the tempo? So are we talking about, like, dance music or are we talking about?
Well, like, whatever. It could be slow music. Like, oh, that's my jam.
It could be slow. Okay. All right. Okay, so
it could be whatever.
Superstar by Luther. That's.
No,
that's my joint.
Oh,
right,
Lord, Vixen going probably hollering right now. Anything Luther, Vixen going to be hollering.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, I can hear
Superstar.
It now.
Superstar by Luther. Somewhere in My Lifetime, Phyllis Hyman. Girl, you know I got a musical library in my head.
Let's see.
You know.
Okay. So.
But, yeah.
Ellen.
Redman.
What? Strong always gets you on a dance floor. I'm going to say Follow Me. That's my favorite, one of my favorite songs by Alias.
Mm-hmm.
And not too long ago, a couple of years ago, I got a chance to meet him. And I was out, Deja Vu invited me out. And Alias was there. And he sung my song. I was like, this is my song. So they cleared a place. People got up and moved their table and their chairs or whatever. And they made a space just for me so I can dance. I was in my own world. That was, like, one of the greatest. Every time is always the greatest, but this was one of the greatest, too. And I just danced and sung live, and it was like nobody else was in that space. It was just me and him. That's my all-time favorite song outside of I'm a club head. So if you put on club music, if I hear a club beat, I'm like, okay, time to get up. It's me. And, you know, the ultimate old school, Before I Let Go. Ow! People like, oh, shit, like, what you say? And then they say it again, Before I Let Go. And I'm like, oh, shit, now I got to get on up and give it to them because they not ready. Oh, I'm sorry. See how it just got me so excited? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What activities instantly calms you? We had a gentleman put getting a nice slow hand job while my nipples being lit. Young lady cooking, gentleman baking bread. I can beat the hell out of some dough. So I'm like, hey, I like bread. Hello. Another young lady for watching Jeopardy. I'm like, oh, you smart. a gentleman put DJing, and you already know. Young lady put a bubble bath. A gentleman put sex. Playing instruments, a gentleman put watching a good movie, young lady put music, another young lady singing, a gentleman working out, young lady cooking, young lady music, gentleman singing and dancing, young lady cooking, young lady singing, and a young lady put listening to music. So, Miss K, what activity instantly calms you?
Listening to music and cooking. Those would be my top two. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ella, so what activity instantly calms you? I would say being sung to. And not necessarily like being sung to where, you know, someone is, what's the word? I said, not like someone serenading me. Like if I'm riled up. Like, for instance, I have a friend of mine. Whenever I get riled up, and we worked together at one point, and to calm me down, she would just start singing, like, one of my favorite songs. And that immediately brought my pressure down and removed that tension that was right there where I'm ready to just, like, spaz out on someone. So, you know, being someone singing, not necessarily being sung to for me, but someone singing can instantly calm me. But you got to know how to sing. You can't sing.
Yeah, that's
like
all
me.
About that.
Really? Really, Miss Kay? Really, Miss Kay?
Ooh-wee.
Unbelievable. Okay, what's your most prized possession and why? A young lady put my life because I only have one to live. Of course, I only serve him. Another young lady put, I got toys. Just to put my understanding of life and people. Another young lady, my heart is the strongest part of my body and easily to be broken. A gentleman put my life and my relationship with God because everything else revolves around that. And a gentleman put my life because each day I have a chance to get it right. Hey, what's your most prized possession and why?
I would say myself and my son.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, just knowing the to be able to bring forth life and know that their lives are their own, but to me, they're my most prized possessions. And myself, you know, I learned that I needed to value myself more and love myself from a healthier place and see myself as a prized possession. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Ella, so what is one of your prized possessions? And why? I would say one of my prized possessions is me as a person. And then I would say my book, because long after I'm gone, my books will still be around.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my memory, the memory of me will go along, you know, with the books. They're like, I remember that author X, Y, and Z or dot, dot, dot. Or, you know, my family and friends who know me when I'm no longer here, they'll, you know, probably reminisce like, LSO. And then when they go to the books, they was like, yo, I don't know how she did that, but she did that. But that's just me. I'm an author. I'm a writer. That's what I do. But everyone, y'all know we got to play music, so we're going to try to get a couple of more songs in, and we'll be right back I don't have the question in front of me, but just know we'll be right back, so don't go nowhere.
Let me leave my way.
welcome back. Welcome back. See, are we going to do it? I don't know when, but we're going to work on it with behind the scenes, because that's where all the fun is, behind the scenes. Last question for the evening. If you could do something over again, what would it be? A young lady put, not get married. Another young lady, I would have became a nurse sooner. Another young lady, my college years. A gentleman put, lose my virginity. A gentleman never married the second time. She was the devil. And another gentleman put, go back to 18 with the knowledge I have today and do life over. So, Miss Kay, you can do something all over again. What would it be and why? Hello, Miss Kay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here. If I could do something over, what would it be and why? I think I would have did college and just went through and got my master's. Just continued on. Because taking a break in between, life happens.
Yeah.
More things
I just said the same thing to myself. I was thinking, what would I do over again? I think I would do that too. I would go to school consecutively. I would not take a break. Because it took a minute. I had a long gap from my bachelor's to when I got my master's. And then when I went for my master's, I took like an accelerated course because I wanted to get in and get out. I didn't want to be in school too long.
Right.
So I was just like, oh.
How long were you in for your master's?
A year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, during that time, I went to school full time. I worked full time, of course, working LSO full time. So, yeah, it was a lot. But
yeah.
I wanted to get in and get out. So I took a heavy course load. I think I was in class every day, I believe.
Mm.
And one thing about school, one thing I hate about school is group projects. Because you always have that one person or a couple of people in it that don't hold up their end of the bargain. But I did what I had to do, and I came out summa cum laude, so I guess, you know, wasn't all that bad. And every group that I was in, we've always got the highest grade for our presentations. So, but, yeah, that's one of the biggest things is taking a break in between. But I think I took a break because I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And because I had a job and, you know, you're working in your job, you're making money, you think you're doing something. Until now when you realize, look back on it in hindsight, you're like, you really wasn't making no money. You wasn't doing nothing. You just had a job. but, yeah, I would have went to school back to back to back so that in my 20s, I probably would have had a PhD by then. I would have went as far as a PhD because I always wanted a PhD. But I'm not doing it because after the master's, it's like, wow, my brain hurts. And I'm too old for my brain.
Right.
And then what I'm going to do with it now, I'm too old. I can't, you know, something. No. But I'm glad I have the knowledge that I have now. And I also have the experience. But, ladies and gentlemen, as we begin to close out this evening, I want to say, you know, of course, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. So what? It was September 2nd. I'm celebrating. So I don't feel like celebrating no more. We're going to say happy birthday to Tasha, Bobby Shee, Denisha, Alaya, I think I'm saying. This is my great niece, Shaw. We call her Lele. How about that? Val, Felicia, Maia and Rodney. Happy birthday, each and every one of you. Also, congratulations to Miss Kay on the launch of Queen's Let's Fix Your Crown. And also, congratulations to LSO. She's about to drop the calendar. If you don't have it, you might want to get it, pre-order it. Condolences to all the Black lives we lost, and, you know, condolences to everyone who may have lost someone. We send in the Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show love to each and every one of you. Thank you again to our essential workers and our frontliners and military. You know, we greatly appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell for LSOMA Googly D on YouTube. I just dropped a new video in late October. I know I'm due for something else. I think I'm going to drop a scene, pieces of the scenes from the calendar shoot, so, you know, you can get a chance to enjoy that as well. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is, so you can get a Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show shout-out on your special day. Or if, you know, you have something going on in your life, something you're celebrating, and you want to shout-out, let us know. We can shout you out. We thank each and every one of you for your love and support and encouragement. Without you, there will be no us. And thank you, each and every one of you, for interacting in the group, because that's how we have a good conversation. Remember, we will be coming to each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune into lawlessradio.com via phone at 646-209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. And we have some spectacular upcoming shows coming. So, you know, get ready for that. Miss Kay, do you have anything to say?
Yes. So I started the class. The class, actually, it got postponed because there was a few issues with the clients. They had personal things that was going on, so the class was postponed. But nonetheless, I am going to start the class very, very soon with the people that are already taking part of the class, which is Queens Let's Fix Your Crown. I'm so excited. The book also has was released on November 18th. Which is, I found my soulmate when I stopped giving a boop about what men think. And the great LSO helped me change the title, which was much more fitting. So, you know, she's great. She was great, a great inspiration to help me, like, adjust the title. And, working on those things. Yeah, working on those things, getting it out into publication, that's the step that I'm working on now. So that is not just with me. It's that I can make it shareable to the public. So, yeah, those are the things that are going on. If anybody wants to reach out to me, I'm going to probably work on another class probably in the new year once I get things set up with this class. But for the most part, yeah, that's what's going on. That's basically it.
Okay. Well, congratulations again. If you are looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And if you're in the group, be sure to give your feedback, because, you know, sometimes they do respond back to you. Let's show our support for one another. The holidays are coming. You can give a gift. It's inexpensive, and send it from one of us or someone else in the group. See, we have a lot of entrepreneurs in the group that you can turn to. One, you're supporting them, and two, you're giving a great gift. And an LSO gift is a gift that gives back to you. So you can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. And you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. In order to get an autographed copy of any of my books or my calendar, you have to come through my website to get it. But you can order my first two books, Erotic Playground and Tasting Treats, on Amazon.com, Lulu.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. So, for instance, if you want to send it to someone, you can order it there, or you can order through me and I'll mail it to them. Even if it's a Secret Santa, I'll do that just the same. Miss K have her very first book. It's called Authentically Rich. It's very enlightening. It makes you deep. It makes you think deep down within yourself and takes you back to places that you takes you back to your subconscious where you put things on the back burner and you didn't want to talk about or think about ever again. It brings it back to the surface and makes you address it. So if you would like to order her book, kshep-sff.com. Also, LSO did set up a meet and greet for December 16th at 6 p.m. at Caribbean Social here in Brooklyn. The address is 764, I think, or something like that, but I'll read it out again. It's in Brooklyn on Flatbush Avenue. It's at 6 p.m., and I ask that everyone bring a gift. I'm not putting a dollar amount on a gift, but don't come with a crappy gift and then you leave with a nice gift. And we're going to do a little gift exchange, a little grab bag gift exchange with everyone, meet and greet, and get ready for the holidays because some people don't have anyone to be around. So, you know, just send out some love. And, you know, we also follow the COVID restrictions of the restaurant, so be sure to wear your mask. If you're not vaccinated, make sure you have a test showing that, you know, you're COVID-free. Yes, I understand. When you take the test on one day, you can catch COVID the next day. It's a whole lot of things that go into play, but we live in a world where you have to abide by the rules, so those are the rules. So this is what we're going to do. So I hope each and every one of you, if you can, come out and show some love. The Lawless Radio LSO Truth Show continue to have a phenomenal Monday night ride. And we hope you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening to you in each and every way with conversations and full transparency. We hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic. It's just ... don't ask, don't tell. Some may say it's the communication, while others may say it's the interpretation. I say they both go hand in hand. One is on the giving end and the other is on the receiving end. So be honest and vocal of your intentions, wants, and needs. Also, listen to hear and understand and not just ready to respond. Because when you do that, you give yourself the opportunity for it to settle in and you can respond correctly. And make sure to make healthy decisions and make executive decisions that work in your favor. And be sure to pray and ask for guidance in any and all decisions because God can do all things but fail. I hope you had an amazing weekend and you're living in your moment, your truth. Why? Because that's all we have. We have our right now with the possibility of tomorrow or the possibility for the next moment, for that matter. I hope you are taking steps to fulfill your passion. And note that even small steps in the right direction is a great accomplishment. Now is your time to get it together. 2020, some may see it as a bad experience, but I'm beginning to look at it differently, whereas experience with opportunities that may not have been available to you. So it all depends on how you take a situation and what you do with the situation that you're presented with. LSO PSA, remember to love on yourself. A lot of you are not doing that. And because you're not loving on yourself, you don't know how to reciprocate love that someone else is giving you. Or, you know, just show love genuinely from your heart. Why? Because you're not even giving yourself the love. Look in the mirror every day and embrace who you are becoming. You know, we all have trials and tribulations and things that may have set us apart in life and things that may have knocked us down and things that may have come that was meant to destroy us. But we are stronger than that. We are built differently. And, you know, every day when you get up, put on your full armor and get up, get out there and do what it is you need to do because you're great. It's just that you're not showing your greatness for whatever the reason. It's okay. But keep getting up and keep on moving. When you get knocked down, get right back up. Why? Because you deserve. We all deserve, and we deserve on purpose. And even with our flaws and imperfections, know that we are the perfect creation of being imperfect. And we are still those kings and queens, and we get to do it all over again each and every day. Every day is a gift to you. Every day is a gift to me. So don't take it for granted. Live happily in the moment, in each and every moment of your life. Why? Because you deserve. You are enough. Some people don't realize that they are the total package because they're so conditioned to everything else around them, and they don't realize that the package is right there. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. Some people have gone this whole year and no one never told them they loved them. But you know what? LSO, Miss K, we love you. LSO and Miss K would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. And we invite you to continue on our radio journey each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. As we approach the holidays, note that every day is a day to give thanks and to share some love. Days are set aside to celebrate is nothing more than decision made by those that be. But if you celebrate every day, then there you go. Ta-da! Spread the love. Spread the joy. Some people who have lost ones and have nowhere to go, you know, show them some love. If God's will talk to you next week. Stay prayed up. Be careful and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey. Hashtag love yourself organically. Hashtag I deserve. Hashtag back. Kay, your hashtag?
My hashtag is authentically rich. Hashtag queens, let's fix your crown.
Yours in sweetness, LSO, Miss Kay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.